Welcome to another episode of Motherfucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, Michael Blackson, thanks for inviting me.
To what?
The podcast.
You're the co-host, Chinese best friend. You're supposed to be here. I'll bring my next guest on. He's not pregnant.
Oh, who's our guest, Mike? I can't wait to meet him.
The budget was very, very... I tried to get Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X, the guy that...
that's pregnant.
Brand new song called Montero.
His album is crazy, doing great.
Grow up. Barack Obama even messaged him.
Yes, he did. And congratulations to him.
Congratulations, Lil Nas X.
He's not here. I can't...
Lil Nas X not here?
No, he's not here. I got somebody that has his DNA. I mean,
oh,
I got his brother, Big Little XL.
You got Marco.
Motherfucker, is your new best friend that you found on Craigslist?
Oh yeah, you put him on listing on a Craigslist ad.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce your good friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Nas X, Big Brother Marco X.
You never seen your brother with a... I mean, he's...
I never seen my brother with a man, so...
For real?
No.
Because, Mike, he grew up...
Told you the niggas, he tricking us, man. He got a whole bitch in his room.
I think he grew up, like, very conservative and still shock.
Okay, right, right.
Yeah.
Your dad's a pastor, right? Your father's...
Definitely. Yeah.
My dad was the head leader of a choir.
Yeah, see? So,
my brother was the same way.
Okay, your father was the leader of the choir. How your father feel about him?
Hey, you know... At some point, where everybody have to get over it, right?
Yeah, they gotta get over it. So,
I feel like everybody's okay with it because he accept who he is.
Yeah.
It takes time, though, because my brother, he came out later, like after
my brother did.
High school.
I had another brother did the same thing. When Nas came out, he came out probably like 2, 3, 4 months later. Rappers coming out. Nas probably paid it away for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's kind of good for them, though, you know? So they're hiding everybody, all this.
Who else came out that we don't know about? Is Kid Cudi gay?
Who's that?
I don't think Kid Cudi's gay.
Okay. I don't know. I know he wore a dress and did some stuff with nails. Some bunch of weird things. Who else came out with that?
Well,
your brother, they encouraged Lipo to come out the closet.
No, my brother came out a long time ago. But... He tricked everybody.
Is anybody else in the closet we don't know about that's coming out soon?
I feel like it's a lot of artists finna come out right there. That's
Yo,
in
open
the closet.
Up my closet. Let's see what comes out of that closet.
It's just old laundry from your ex-girlfriends. With some unwashed panties.
So when do you think he realized that, Coochie wasn't for him?
It was always a personal decision within itself. So with that being said, when he got rich, you know, he got, you know, a little bit of pride and stuff. Okay. So we're sitting outside one day outside of the house. We was at our dad's house. He had just got signed or whatever. He ain't got the payment yet, but we was just still like chilling and shit. We don't smoke all the weed is the smoke. We ain't never smoke like this. Our blunts used to be like little twigs. He got signed, nigga. We was smoking fat blunts. We sitting out in the backyard. We just chilling. We high as a motherfucker. He was like, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. It's just me and him now. He like, bro, I'm gay. Like, out of nowhere, like, we high as shit. So I'm thinking to myself, like, shit, this nigga just talking shit. I'm like, me, I'm gay too. Jay kicking it, but he was dead ass serious.
When was this?
It was right after he got signed.
For real?
Right after.
So because I'm thinking a lot of time they say, you know, people are born. So he wasn't born gay.
No, nobody's born gay.
For real?
My brother was.
What do you mean your brother's born gay? When? How old was he?
He was a year and a half older, 2 years older than me.
How the fuck are 2 year-old know he's gay? Chinese best friend.
I see him running. All of us were playing Michael Black. So all of us were throwing rocks at each other. And he was...
Believe
playing
it or not, Chinese
Barbie.
Best friend, I played with a doll baby when I was younger too.
Holy crap.
At one point, I played with a doll baby with my sister, but
because that was the only toy available
at
that
true.
Time.
My sister
I mean, I had a doll too, but it was a man doll. Though. It wasn't one of them Barbies. It wasn't a Barbie.
But you know what? The girl, when I was playing, I was finger fucking her too. So maybe that's why. Maybe I was finger fucking a doll baby. So maybe that's why.
Oh, that's why you were playing with that one.
Yeah, I was playing with her by myself in the room with some baby oil. and poke a hole in her goddamn little rubber hole.
No.
God damn it.
I like didn't do that.
Not you got a needle dick. How the fuck you get your dick in that little ass little doll?
I made a big hole, motherfucker. I was putting a dog. I was rubbing her head because I was tongue kissing her ass. Like,
what?
Yeah, I was tongue kissing her dog. So
pulling her hair shit.
It's like my plan to die. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing to this dog. I'm going to get this dog pregnant, motherfucker. I had a first plastic baby. God damn it.
Well, now the products you like, Michael Bloxon, are from Dr. Miami and Dr. Bronx.
What do you mean?
Plastic dolls.
No, these girls are doing fat transfer. There's nothing. A fat transfer is still your body fat being moved from one part to another. I don't look at it as being fake body.
It's
real blood. It's real.
Still fake bodies too.
Nah, they just enhance it. Just, hey, lady, yeah. I'm a big believer in do whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you look good. It's the era we're in.
Oh, you're right.
You know,
get the big ass duck lips.
Hey, they are the one. I don't know about a bunch of fake duck lips, but like, you know, if you got a trend, if you got a little gut, take the gut off and put it in your ass. Make yourself look better. Do whatever the fuck makes you happy. This is the era we're in. You know? I mean, yeah, God created us to be happy where we are. Yeah, that's fine. But he also created fucking surgeons to make you look better, too. God didn't want to.
Dr. Miami.
He created Dr. Miami, Dr. Bronx, Dr. Inglewood. Don't go to Dr. Inglewood, please. If you know, Dr. Sharp. Like,
he might be listening. And he Dr. lives next door. We don't want to get shot.
Crenshaw and Slauson. Okay, Dr. Coney Island, all right?
Michael Blackson, the new Beverly Hills is Inglewood, okay?
Well, yeah, since
the house prices are blown up.
Since the football stadium is there.
The casinos are making more money than Las Vegas, Nevada.
How the fuck your brother got pregnant? Who got him pregnant? Let's get to that point.
Well, Day Trip got him pregnant with the album. So
who did?
Day Trip, they producers. They got him pregnant with the album.
That was a great idea, actually.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Because they the producers. They produced the album.
It caught a lot.
They produced the whole album.
So they didn't want to encourage him to get pregnant?
So the baby had to come from them, right?
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea, though.
To what? What's a good idea, Chetty?
Because it blew up the whole world, the internet.
I kind of listened to briefly his interview on The Breakfast Club. Like, he's fucking with everybody. He play too much.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? He's not fucking with everybody. It's everybody that's fucking with him, and he's making a joke out of it.
That's what it is.
So I think I'm the person that's supposed to tell his story there.
You know what? That's brilliant because Kanye West did that shit for many years.
Yeah.
Fuck with
us.
He
gets attention all day.
All fucking day. It worked for Kanye West.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Are you a fan of Afrobeats?
I'm definitely a fan of Afrobeats.
Who's your favorite Afrobeat artist?
Afrobeat.
It's coming right now.
Afrobeat your favorite?
Favorite.
Oh, for real.
Hey, that boy like Afrobeat, we put like some sauce. It's the sauce.
Well, his song was the biggest Afrobeat song of, I mean, he kind of like, his song started it all. I think Juana started it all. And then If by DeVito was probably next one after that. And then after that, and then of course, you know, but Wiz, of course, Wizkid has like the hottest song right now. And he got the remix with Justin Bieber.
Hey, Michael Blackson, my thoughts are, I think you're the one that blew up every Afrobeat singer in the world.
Well, yeah, I showed him love because, you know, I think I introduced a lot of black people to the Afrobeat when I played it in my car at the time on IG and, you know.
Not just black people, Mike.
Everybody,
Chinese people.
Too. Yes, you too.
I only listen to Afrobeat right now.
Sing, can you sing any of it?
If I tell you that I love you.
Dun, 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 dun.
My money, my body, you know that, baby.
Oh, do, do, do.
La la be the tactile. Hey.
Versace and what?
Versace and Bocicci and
Versace and Gucci.
Y'all need help.
You gotta see him.
I don't know the rest. Do you know what time it is then? You know, it's almost getting time to a cuffing season. You know about cuffing season?
What the fuck is that?
Why? Was it only a black thing about cuffing season?
Mike, my best friend in middle school was a black kid. And now that I'm 48, my best friend is a black kid too. What is cuffing season?
Cuffing season, Chinese best friend.
Is that everybody dying something?
No, cuff, not a fucking, like, not in a coffin.
Oh.
Cuffing, like you, it's getting, what happened when it gets cold? What do you need? You need to be cuffed up.
Oh, like, baby season. Let's get
shit
on.
About baby. Well, I'm cuffing, like, you know, you need somebody warm to hold up to in cold weather. So you live in California. Y'all don't do much cuffing here. Y'all don't do much cuffing here because you live in California.
Do you do cuffing every day?
Well, cuffing is like, you know, you need, when it's cold, you need somebody to hold every night. It gets cold at night in the East Coast.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of time, skinny girls get love in the summertime, but when it gets in the wintertime, when it gets cold, you need thicker women to keep you warm. Skinny women about to be played out in
really?
About another 3 weeks. They'll be crying again. Nobody won't want them.
You know what? Now that I kind of noticed it, Michael Blackson. Now it's a little bit colder outside. Everyone that's in a pool is a little bit of in the thick side.
What do you
have
mean?
You noticed?
What?
Because it's getting colder. The pools are thicker girls.
Yeah, the thicker women are coming out. They are proud, smiling, because they know the skinny bitch is about to be out of style again.
Where the hell they go?
The hibernation. Skinny girls go hide and start eating and hoping they could gain some weight so somebody could cuff with them.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, Mike.
Yeah, a lot of them are crying right now. Probably like, especially the ones in like New York and Boston.
So that's why they're all
Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago. All the skinny girls about to be.
That's it?
Yeah, it's about to be over for them. But like, I mean, they're good right now. You know, once Halloween is over, it gets scary. Halloween's over, it's a very scary time for skinny women. Because you can't cuff them.
That's the last
And look
thing.
At me. I'm skinny. What am I going to do with a skinny girl? She's skinny. I'm skinny. Fuck around and start a fire, motherfucker. Did you hear about Lil Baby? Somebody selling him a fake $400,000. You heard about that?
No. Just
yeah,
now.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yes. Somebody sold.
$400,000 fake?
Fake is like is a watch. Is a how's it pronounced? Patek?
Patek, yeah.
Patek Philip watch. Fake one was sold to him for $400,000. Can you imagine that?
Is it a big jewelry store?
I have no idea who it was, but that's fucked up.
Yeah, that
I mean,
is.
The guy went through enough shit, and now somebody trying to. And that's the thing about these. That's the thing about these jeweler, man. You can't trust them all.
Maybe you know? He made a mistake.
They would do whatever they could get away with. Trust me. But he got busted, so that's good. Shout out. I mean, this watch. And Julo knew the watch was fake. It was faker than any woman that just left Dr. Miami's office, okay?
Everyone that...
It's faker than the tuna fish at Subway, motherfucker.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.